The king of beasts is facing possible extinction. Its once proud numbers are dwindling fast.
40 years ago, there were 450,000 lions across their former range on the African continent. Today, that range has shrunk, and there's less than 23,000 lions in the wild.
That's Ellie Weiss, founder of the Wild Eyes Foundation. She says lions have fallen victim to a cascade of consequences.
Climate change, which is changing migration routes of prey species, water, as we all know, and then population increases, which is putting pressure on those habitats where lions live, which is game-rich areas, which can also be agriculturally rich areas. So people are moving into areas formerly occupied by wildlife and lions, and they're bringing in their cattle. And as their cattle eat the grasses that the prey species would typically eat, it's forcing the lions to find food elsewhere.
Weiss says lions are very territorial, so they stay within a specific area, even if their typical prey has literally left for greener pastures.
So the closest thing around is cattle, and that's creating a huge economic loss to cattle ranchers and pastoralists. So in retaliation, when a lion kills a cow, that lion is then killed.
The Wild Eyes Foundation hopes to change the kill and be killed cycle. That's where conditioned taste aversion, or CTA, comes in. Weiss says it's aimed at the hardwired response in mammals to avoid eating what's toxic.
We've all had an experience where we've eaten something bad or drunk something bad, and we got sick from it, and in future can never eat it again.
So, for a lion, how do you make a seemingly delicious-looking cow into something that turns its stomach?
We do this by treating bait of the target prey species. In this case, it's going to be a cow, and get the lion to eat that. First, we use an untreated bait. Then we use a treated bait with a general pharmaceutical chemical called thiobenazole. It's not a dangerous chemical. It doesn't make them foaming at the mouth sick. It just gives them an upset stomach.
Once the lion has had a good taste of indigestion, untreated bait is then left. When the lion smells the cattle bait, the animal associates it with feeling sick and doesn't eat it. Wild Eyes then leaves bait of a prey species that the lion is free to eat.
We want that lion to get the full olfactory experience of taste, smell, and chewing through the hide and the meat to get that full effect of being averted.
Wild Eyes is using captive animals on a reserve in Botswana to test how well conditioned taste aversion works. Even though the project may last several years, they'll know by mid-October if it's a success. If it is, Kenya has agreed to use CTA to help protect its lion population. The method was first used successfully in the 1950s and 60s by CTA expert Dr. Lowell Nicholas and Denver Zoo Research Associate Bill Given. Over the years, it's been used to save wolves, coyotes, raccoons, cougars, foxes, and badgers, both in the U.S. and Mexico. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.